Now, I would say that it's the fault of or the lack of catechism that's at the root of this, but that's just me. Anyways, couple of more names. The Compass Church. I have a question. Is that the East Compass Church or the North Compass Church? But I'm just asking. Reality Church. And here's the simple one. Rise. Rise and do what? There's also, and he wonders who selected these, Red Door Church, The Branch, The Harbor, The House, The Journey, The Orchard, The Painted Door, and The River. These are actual names of churches that you can actually find that have Facebook pages. Then there's a grocery store romance novel, and he goes into that. There's the best of these included the Burning Hearts Church, the Door of Hope, Epiphany Station, Second Chance Church. Isn't every church a Second Chance Church? I mean, if reconciliation's going on in there, that's a Second Chance, isn't it? Shepherd of the Prairie. I thought Bethlehem was kind of hilly. Nazareth was kind of hilly, not a I don't know. The Nest of Love Church. Didn't think of that, did you? The Refuge and Word Aflame. Then there, the other subheading is the Gated Community. And in that one, we have Prairie Heights Church. Then there is the Nightclub. This is the one that's most impressive. The author says, I received numerous hip, typically one-word church names to practically cry out for a throbbing beat. You can almost feel the bass, smell the martinis, and hear yourself shouting to your date over the racket. The best of these names were this, the 180 Church, Dwell Church, Elevate Church. Elevate what? Epic Church, Flow Church, Discovery Church, Ignite Church. And then he says, yes, I received three Ignites, Lighthouse Church, Oasis Church, Submerge Church. Here's a good one, The Alley. Because we all know that the path to salvation passes right through the alley that our Lord passed through in Jerusalem. The Encounter, The Experience, The Pursuit, The Spot, The Verge, and his personal favorite, Vida Explosiva, for the win. Then under the subheading of The Gym, there is the Champion Life Church. Gotta like that. Action Church. Church on the Move, Empowerment Center, place of worship. No Limits Fellowship. Which begs the question, does that mean on the other side of town, you would have a competitor that would call themselves Severe Limits Fellowship? There is the Potential Church, which they could have a competitor called the Failed Church. The Foundry and the V-Life Church. Then there's the Internet Startup. You have Catalyst Church, Church 1132. That's an actual name. Engage, Gateway, Genesis, Legacy, Mosaic Church. Then there is My Church, all one word. Netcast Church. One Church, all one word. Perimeter, Quest Church, Rethink Life Church. And finally, Watermark. Then there is the subheading of the Spa. We have Renovate, Radiant, Cool Water Church. Because you know, when our Lord went down into the River Jordan and St. John the Baptist said, I shouldn't be baptizing you. And of course, our Lord was setting an example saying, no, you got to baptize everyone. That was cool water. John the Evangelist was standing right there with a thermometer, stuck it in there and went, hey, this is cool water. And then on the other side, St. James the Lesser was standing there going like, no, man,
It's not cool. It's like cool, man.
As in the
it's
water.
Like cool, man.
Then there is the H2O church. There is Sandals, Fresh Life, The Healing Place, and The Wellspring. Number 8, the Jeb Bush. Like a certain presidential candidate, former Florida governor, these names came across as self-complimentary. Church in the Now, Compassionate Church, Connection Church, Dream Church, Embrace Ministry. Folks, I don't want to bore you with the rest of these or scandalize you with the rest of these. Far be it from me to judge, and I'm sorry in advance if you attend one of those. If you're offended, but here's the point. Now, as all this is satire, then it gets to the end and they go, oh, dude, please. Changing the name of your church to sound like a nightclub, a romance novel, or a spa probably isn't worth the money you'll pay your marketing consultant. Why aren't they using the greatest marketing consultant of all? What's his name? Oh, come on. Two words. Starts with H. Holy Ghost. Forgot. You won't appeal to a larger crowd. You won't shake the negative perceptions many Americans have towards Christianity. And you might even come across as desperate or worse, dishonest. I'm not discouraging anyone from attending a church named Relevant. Why not? Although I would suggest that we keep both eyes on our Bibles. I asked a question in the pile of prep today. Precisely where and exactly where do we find the exhortation to do these sorts of things? I concluded that in one of those things called a gospel, one of those books called a gospel, there's a question asked, Lord, Lord, when should we pray? And our Lord says, pray always, right? That would seem to me to indicate that, especially when you're inside of a, quote, church, close quote, you ought to be praying or making an effort to pray always. It might be difficult if the barista is showing a little too much cleavage. It might be difficult if there's a line to get on the rock climbing wall. It might be difficult if your friend got front row tickets to this Sunday's Rock Band for Jesus performance and you got stuck in the nosebleed. Well, I went, but I had terrible seats. Is there a terrible seat in the house when the Blessed Sacrament is elevated reverently up on a nice high altar so that all can see? Front row, back row, does it matter? What I'm arguing is that churches should own their identity. No, it's the exact opposite. There is no identity other than the identity of its founder. That is the identity of the Lord. You don't own. You just, folks, I started the show with this because I read it right before we were getting ready to come on. And as I said, I was laughing at it. I'm chuckling at it. But as I'm reading it, going like, this isn't funny. Why is this funny? This is sad. This is tragic. The season of Advent is here to prepare a way for the coming of 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus. And this is the one of the ways in which it's done? Wow. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. And then he concludes. I'm not discouraging anyone from attending a church named Relevant, although I would suggest, as with all churches, that we keep both eyes on our Bibles. There's nothing in that book you're going to find to justify any of what you just wrote about, sir. What I'm arguing is that churches should own their identity no matter their denomination, creed, or confession. There's one creed. It has 12 parts, sir. Do you know it? You know, folks, I have to say, or I'm compelled to say, and this is going to anger people, so I apologize in advance. Some of you may be running for the exits up the hill into the forest, wounded school children. Mike's about to skull. Well, I was going to listen, but then you did that. And it's going to say, we're long past the era of this fake sense of tolerance that we're supposed to have. You're Mr. Church, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. Pope Francis had it right. Oh, mighty judge. First of all, I'm not judging anything. And by the by, every time you choose to not commit mortal sin or even a venial sin, you've just judged it appropriate not to do so. You made a judgment on whether or not you're going to go in to the booby bar with your buddies for a Christmas party. You made a judgment. This idea that we ought to be devoid of judgment, that's the devil working. It's all that is. If I don't judge, if you don't judge, then you'll think that there is no judgment. Get it? If a congregation isn't officially part of a denomination, what's wrong with the older tradition of naming churches after apostles or other biblical heroes? Or why not Emmanuel, Redeemer, or the Good Shepherd? Wouldn't that say more about a church's beliefs? You just see that just, this is just, it's depressing. Is it the church that believes it? Or is there a tradition and a teaching that the church defends so that all believe it?